Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Medici Effect by Franz Johansson explores how breakthrough innovation often happens at the intersection of different fields, cultures, and disciplines. Using stories drawn from business, science, history, and the arts, Johansson argues that the most valuable ideas frequently emerge when people combine concepts that rarely meet. The updated edition, with a new preface and discussion guide, reinforces the book's central message for a world shaped by rapid technological change and constant disruption. Rather than treating creativity as a mysterious talent, the author frames it as a practice, intentionally seeking diverse inputs, building unusual connections, and testing ideas quickly. The title refers to the Medici family's role in catalyzing Renaissance creativity by bringing together artists, thinkers, and patrons from varied backgrounds. Through accessible examples and practical guidance, the book invites readers to redesign how they learn, collaborate, and experiment so they can produce more original solutions in their work and lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the intersection as a reliable source of breakthrough ideas. Johansson's central concept is that remarkable innovations are often created when insights from one domain are applied in another, producing combinations that feel surprising yet useful. He calls this the intersection, a space where disciplines, industries, and cultures overlap. In this view, novelty does not require inventing from nothing. It is frequently the result of recombining existing building blocks in ways others have not tried. The book uses cross-domain stories to show how people who learn broadly and collaborate across boundaries can outperform those who only refine what is already common in their field. The intersection matters because it expands the number of potential connections a mind or a team can make. When a marketer borrows from behavioral science or a healthcare leader applies principles from aviation safety, the result can be a new process, product, or strategy. Johansson also highlights why intersections are uncomfortable. They challenge identity, require humility, and demand translation between different vocabularies. Yet that discomfort is precisely what signals growth. The practical takeaway is to treat diverse exposure not as a nice to have, but as a systematic innovation input that can be planned, measured, and repeated. Secondly, barriers to innovation and how to overcome associative thinking traps. A major reason organizations and individuals struggle to innovate is not a lack of intelligence, but a set of predictable cognitive and cultural barriers. Johansson emphasizes that expertise can become a constraint when it hardens into assumptions about what is possible or appropriate. Once a field settles on dominant models, people begin to filter ideas through habitual patterns, rejecting options that do not match past successes. The book discusses how mental associations shape what we notice and what we ignore, leading to incremental improvements rather than leaps. Beyond cognition, social forces also narrow creativity. Incentives favor safe bets, career risks discourage experimentation, and organizational silos prevent knowledge from traveling. Johansson suggests countermeasures that make idea generation more resilient, such as deliberately seeking disconfirming perspectives, inviting outsiders into the process, and reframing problems so new analogies become available. He also underscores the value of separating idea creation from idea evaluation. When teams judge too early, they collapse the range of possibilities and miss unexpected combinations. The result of addressing these traps is not chaotic brainstorming, but a more disciplined creativity process that balances openness with structured selection and learning. Thirdly, creating conditions for intersectional collaboration. Innovation at the intersection rarely happens in isolation. Johansson shows how environments that bring diverse people together can function like idea accelerators. The Medici reference illustrates a broader pattern. Patrons, institutions, or leaders who connect individuals from different backgrounds can trigger cascades of new approaches. In modern settings, this means designing teams, workflows, and networks that enable collision and translation. Diversity alone is not enough. The group must also be able to communicate across differences. That requires psychological safety, shared goals, and mechanisms to integrate competing viewpoints into coherent experiments. Johansson points to practices such as cross-functional project teams, rotational programs, partnerships between organizations, and events that mix communities who would not normally interact. He also highlights the importance of boundary spanners, people who can speak multiple professional languages and connect specialists who might otherwise talk past each other. The goal is to create a repeatable system where ideas can travel, combine, and evolve. For leaders, the lesson is to invest in connection infrastructure, hiring for breadth as well as depth, building networks that reach beyond the industry, and rewarding collaboration that produces new combinations rather than only optimizing existing routines. Fourthly, from idea to impact. Through rapid experimentation, Johansson stresses that intersectional ideas are often fragile at the beginning because they do not fit established categories. To turn novelty into value, the book advocates experimentation as a bridge between imagination and real-world impact. Instead of waiting for perfect plans, innovators can run small tests that reveal whether an idea works, for whom, and under what conditions. This approach reduces the cost of being wrong and increases the speed of learning. It also helps overcome skepticism inside organizations, because evidence from prototypes and pilots speaks louder than abstract arguments. The book encourages treating innovation as a portfolio, many small bets with clear learning goals rather than a single high-stakes initiative. Johansson emphasizes that selection should be guided by potential, not familiarity, and that failure should be used to refine the next iteration rather than to punish the team. In practical terms, this topic translates to building lightweight prototypes, running controlled trials, gathering feedback early, and creating decision checkpoints. The broader message is that creativity and discipline are not opposites. The most effective innovators combine expansive idea generation with rigorous testing, allowing unusual combinations to prove their worth in measurable ways. Lastly, building personal and organizational habits that sustain innovation beyond one-time breakthroughs, Johansson focuses on how to make intersection thinking a durable habit. For individuals, this means curating inputs intentionally, reading outside your field, learning new tools, traveling or engaging with different communities, and practicing curiosity as a skill. The book implies that creative capacity increases when people widen their reference library and then train themselves to connect distant dots. For organizations, sustaining innovation requires aligning structures and incentives with exploration. Companies often claim to value creativity while rewarding only predictable execution. Johansson suggests balancing performance metrics with exploration metrics, providing time and resources for experimentation, and recognizing contributions that build learning even when immediate revenue is not produced. Another habit is to institutionalize knowledge, mixing through internal marketplaces for ideas, cross-department forums, and partnerships with universities, startups, or adjacent industries. The discussion guide element of the edition supports turning concepts into group practice, helping teams reflect on their assumptions and design concrete experiments. The ultimate aim is a culture where people expect to learn across boundaries, where novel combinations are welcomed, and where innovation is treated as an ongoing process rather than a rare event dependent on a single visionary. In conclusion, this book is well suited for entrepreneurs, product and marketing leaders, educators, researchers, and anyone who feels stuck producing only incremental improvements. It is also valuable for teams inside established organizations who want a practical way to refresh strategy without relying on trend chasing. The core benefit is a shift in how you search for ideas. Instead of pushing harder within a narrow lane, you learn to widen your inputs, connect unlikely concepts, and test them quickly. That mindset can improve daily work by making problem solving more flexible, collaboration more productive, and career development more resilient in changing markets. Compared with many innovation books that focus on tools inside a single domain, The Medici Effect stands out for its emphasis on cross-disciplinary combination and for its clear link between creativity and execution through experimentation. The added preface and discussion guidance help readers translate principles into repeatable habits, both individually and as a group. If you want a framework that encourages originality while remaining grounded in action and learning, this book is a smart purchase because it offers a durable approach that can be applied across industries, roles, and life stages. If you would like to support Franz Johansson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.